Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty cruel. I mean, the Lynx season ends, and boom, it's right in the open.
Has to be.
Yeah, it
great
does.
Minnesota playoff meltdown.
Who are you buffoons? Who are you people? Let's just get to it right away. The Ryder Cup, my favorite sporting event. My favorite event on the planet. Okay, it's not quite my son's wedding. Okay, it's close. I mean, Hunter getting married to Michaela.
The crowds are going to be similar.
I'll be heck. I can't be heckling. I'm like, do you take you? That's me with the whole thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to be the shut the F up guy.
I might be getting heckled. Hey, shut the bleep up. You know, I was joking with Lindsay the other day about it. What if I just turned into like an overrated, you know? I think I said to Lindsay, what about these Hawaiian shirts?
Yeah.
You know, hold on, Mikhail. We'll get to you in a second.
I got a bit here. I'm rolling.
I mean, do we still have to rely on Don Ho? I mean, come on, Tom Selleck. We don't got somebody new that Hawaii's come up with. Let's go, Hawaii. Plantation Golf Course. Get some water. I want to play it. They're not watering the golf course.
Oh, no.
I got a big watering issue. They're not going to play the PGA Tour event there.
That's a bummer.
It seems to me Donald could come in and resolve this and say, hey, I see some water right here. I mean, come on. We got a little bit of the ocean before we get to L.A., you know, get Donald to figure that out. The endless, filthy, callous, cruel, cowardice comments at the Ryder Cup from some, not everyone.
It's literally every single person.
It's everyone. It's just so embarrassing. We do all this shaming now, right? Somebody screws up, they take a ball, they take some cotton candy, whatever they do. And again, I really go back and forth on that because do we want to judge everybody at their worst? But then some people are so belligerent, so cruel. I mean, like the woman in Rochester who just was offering up racist comments to a 5-year-old autistic kid and then raised $800,000. Who are you people who are donating money to her? I screw up on a regular basis. I am a flawed human being. The idea I'm going to be standing 10 feet from someone who I only know because I'm going to this event and maybe I'm drunk, maybe I'm not, maybe I got a buzz going, I don't know, but I'm American. I'm American. So I'm going to go F you, Rory. F you, right in his backswing.
Months after you probably cried tears of joy when he finally won the green jacket.
Yes. You were on your teeth. Oh, come on, Rory. I could hit the wedge in the bunker. I could do it. No, that was me, apparently. Then, just swearing incessantly at his wife, at Rory McIlroy, a guy who's basically lived here the last 20 years, married an American, just called America, not Ireland, not Northern Ireland, the greatest country on the planet, is one of the more eloquent athletes on the planet. And it's F you, Rory! Here. Then these dopes at the Ryder Cup are handing out drinks with little rubber duckies in it. So in his backswing, they're squeezing the rubber duckies. Who are these people? And here's the thing. Do your drush. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
You know, if it was before, oh, golf compared to other sports. If the noise was constant, it wouldn't faze these guys one bit. Zero.
Sure.
If there was just like
the buzz of a ball game.
Yes. Like Ant, when the Wolves go play Denver, right? They're legitimate and rival. And he's at the line, it's late in the game, and they're just cheering and booing, hassling. If it was just a constant noise, they'd rather have the silence. Don't get me wrong. But that really wouldn't fit. It's the silence, and then something, plus just the vulgarity. And before somebody says this is all on Trump, get out of here. Just honestly, get out of here. God knows I'll offer my criticism, Trump. And he'll say some inflammatory things every day. But the idea that this is Trump's fault, just knock it off. You know whose fault this is? The buffoons, the morons who just think, I'm not just going to cheer for America. And a lot of them aren't even cheering. Because Rory made this point yesterday in the press conference and, had a buzz on. Why not in the singles match yesterday? First time ever in Ryder Cup history, you get number one and number two. Number one is worn out because he's 0 for 4. And he can't believe what's going on. And he thinks it's over. And number two, Rory, thinks it's probably over too. And he's waiting for, I don't know, the next 700 FUs to him or towards his wife. And the beer incident, you probably saw the video. It looks like some dope actually hit it out of another guy's hand. And apparently might have hit it out of his hand because he was trying to hit Rory, not Erica. Why not just cheer for your team? Or be creative. Be funny. And even fail. They had an MC on the first tee who led them to a chant of what?
F you, Rory.
My guy Patrick Hunt at Hazeltine, when he ran an exemplary Ryder Cup, he's not hiring somebody to go F you, Rory. And I am not saying every European fan is chibio, bravo, because there's some morons over there too. But our moron factor is so much higher than the Euros. The Euros keep overcoming this. They have the better spirit. They have the more likable guys. And that's why I am Team Europe every bleeping time in golf. Where I want to live? Right here. I want to visit Europe. I like Europe. Hey, closed circuit, third floor. Let's go back to Europe. I'm willing to go. Let's go. But what is the... Because some of these folks, Dave... are intelligent. They've got jobs. They've got daughters. They're well liked, but F you, Rory! Yeah! What the hell happens? Some of them are just morons.
Yeah. There's some morons, but you're right. Plenty of them, if you met everyday life, you would never expect it.
Never.
But you get in a crowd, you might get a little lubed up, you get some boorish behavior, you think, hey, that sounds like fun. My team's getting their butt kicked, so let's throw some insults, some vulgarity at the Euros. This is our moment to take a stand right here.
And some of them, I'm not exaggerating, are like 15 feet from them.
Yes.
Where he could just point out the person, or Shane Lowry can point out the person.
Shane Lowry was.
Yeah.
He was big brother in Rory.
You don't want a part of him.
No.
But then he's got to decide, okay, his best pal is getting every slur thrown at him. Then his best pal's wife. Think about it. Rory's wife, Erica, is walking around and having these morons shout filth at her. Well, she's watching her husband participate in a sporting event. And by the way, if they were winning, these fools would have said the same crap What has happened? I am not calling for you the next time you go to a game. Let's say there was game five with the Lynx and Mercury. And you're ticked off. You think Cheryl was... We'll get to that with Chipper in the 2 o'clock hour. You think Cheryl was right with her meltdown? For me, I'm shocked Cheryl was upset after a game and felt like the world was against her. That's never happened before. Boo the refs. Heckle them. Have humor. Don't say F you to them. Don't say slurs. There is a way to be passionate, to be elated when your team wins and be crushed when your team loses. Let's put it in perspective, too. It's sports. Doesn't compare to real life. But people are just so emboldened now, aren't they, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
So why? Let's pause on that. Text me. Why do you think so many people are willing to act like boorish, callous, cowardice, cruel, jackasses, whatever it might be, and feel like, I can do it. I paid for my ticket. I can say and do whatever I want. I mean, do we literally need the next time the Ryder Cup is here? Literally, it's here. Not because Hazeltine's some magical golf course. It's because Hazeltine's a very good golf course. Don't get me wrong. It's because they made so much money.
They did very well.
They just make a financial killing. So we're gonna be the next moron boorish behavior test in America in 4 years.
It won't be the Minnesotans, though.
Okay. Yeah, of course not. Of course not. We'll just be flawless. Why are we doing this? So these guys are in court right now. Your Honor, I'm citing this. I'm defending this woman who was beat by her husband. But yesterday I told Rory to F off over and over again. I feel good about it. How about you, Your Honor? I was there, too. I went after the wife. I mean, jeez. 651-461-9226. Chime in. Phone call. Text. Disagree with me. Obviously, you can at any point. Don't disagree with me on Aquarius. Come on. Get out of here. Start the day like I did with the Kinetico drinking water system. Outstanding. You get that with AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I've been a customer since, oh, when? 1993. Don't just stop with the Kinetico drinking water system. Go with that water softener. I ran dishes just as I left yesterday while I'm watching plenty of sports, getting plenty outside time, too. It was laundry day. I know that's really deep, fascinating. But, yeah, that the washing machine's better. How about the shower? Water softener helps it all. And, again, we're about to the end here. Two more days of September. It's going to go away, and I know we're not thinking about the furnace right now. But a $29 furnace tune-up from Aquarius, you won't beat it. They're a great company, good people. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave, why is this our music theme today?
Because we have a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer on the show in
yes.
a little under an hour.
Chad Smith, Minnesotan,
mm-hmm.
drummer for this band, which started, as you reminded me, in 1982.
It's a heck of a run for the Chili Peppers. They just played U.S. Bank Stadium a few months ago.
Exactly. You were born what year?
84.
Think about it. I'm a junior in high school. Chad Smith his foundation and what he's doing with the U of M. Great stuff. So really looking forward to that. Ballparkish, we're thinking 115.
115 should be the time. Might get him a couple minutes early, but 115.
That'd be great. So overrated is earlier. We're talking the just awful behavior at the Ryder Cup. Let's see. Check out the video of the European team mocking Trump so good. Trump effect of enabling bad behavior in full effect. So embarrassing. They were having fun with Trump. Trump is a diehard golf fan. And in 2/3 of those guys are based in South Florida and have played golf with Trump. And by the way, Trump had fun with it too and responded to him. Right? I'm not blaming Donald Trump for this behavior. I'm not. His comments, he's a bully. He is on a regular basis. But the idea that if Donald Trump would have just been Donald Trump, New Yorker, the idea that this behavior wouldn't be happening, I don't buy it. I think maybe politicians and what they're willing to say, Dave, yes, Trump's had an effect on that. And there's a small, small percentage of people who figure, hey, if the president can do it, but to blame Donald Trump for everybody at the Ryder Cup in New York, no chance for me.
No, I blame him for everything. Okay. Just everything wrong with society today. Just point your finger at the White House right now. Obviously, he's raised the temperature. He's had his hand at least in some responsibility of raising the temperature in politics and perhaps everyday life. But, I mean, how can you not take a look at what social media has done to our lives? We're willing to do and say anything behind a computer. Obviously, that's going to bleed into regular everyday life as it did at the Ryder Cup over the weekend.
Well, and we talk so often about the cowardice of just, you know, my name is September HJ54 R2D2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you'll say anything. Again, they're right next to Rory. Hey, Roy, F you.
Yeah, but you're in a crowd.
Yeah, that's some of it. I thought the idiots doing mashed potatoes and bababoo at golf events were idiots. Now this at the Ryder Cup. Simple solution. You win the Ryder Cup, you get the next one at home in your country. That'd be pretty good. And of late, since my club has won 11 in the last 15.
We'd be playing a lot of road matches.
Well, we being me, because I'm Team Europe in this thing, we'd be playing a lot of home games.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. No.
You know what? If you don't like it here, you can leave.
Okay, I'm waiting for that text. Well, I had tons of those last week I mentioned. I would volunteer through the American Ryder Cup crowds and tase these idiots. This is my first piece of advice, and if the Ryder Cup at Hazeldine was smart, they'd make Patrick the general chair again, but they probably won't. Quadruple the amount of law enforcement you had last time, including about 300 retired officers who are not uniformed, and have them just roam the crowd. There's only four matches Friday, Saturday afternoon. Roam the crowds, and every time some moron says filth, hi, just want to let you know I'm Jerry Johnson. I've been empowered by the Ryder Cup. Come with me. You're out of here.
Can we also give him the taser?
Anybody who's saying comments to Rory's wife, yes. To anyone's wife at a sporting event.
I just want the audio of, you know, watching that thing on TV. You hear the nice, nice swing. You hear the birds in the background.
A couple tasers. Yeah. The problem is, too, is they couldn't even have the audio right because they were so petrified of F you coming across. Let's see. Somebody blaming Trump. Nope. Why wouldn't these morons heckle the losing Americans? Yeah, I suppose you could say, hey, Scotty, how about we make a putt here, buddy? Let's go. The behavior of the fans of Ryder Cup was some of the most embarrassing behavior of sporting event. It's certainly distracted from the event. One reason, alcohol. Trump. Okay, again, he obviously is boorish and he's a bully. So, in other words, if Donald Trump doesn't come down the escalator in 2015, none of this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
None of this.
None.
It's just perfect. Everybody's, thank you. Nice. And again, neither one of us is saying don't have passion and enthusiasm, right? Not too hard to figure out, Chad. It's the president. It's the same way every day. Dawn to ducks. He talks terrible every single day. That's where they're getting it from. He is a bully. He goes too far. But the percentage of people who were drunk and saying, I can do this because Trump says it, I think is very small. The drama for me was phenomenal. I love the event. Europe kept solving problems and making putts. That's it. They got a stick in front of them. They got a tree in front of them. They have a ruling like Rose had, which just ticked off Bradley Sunday, that takes 8 hours. And Cam Young's on the green. Rose finally hits a shot to 10 feet. Young's 12 feet. He makes, right? They make the putts. But then yesterday, when it was basically over, and America played phenomenal. Absolutely. Europe won it and won one match yesterday. One match. There's no way that's ever happened where you've won on a Sunday and you only won one match. The other thing I'll say is this whole envelope rule where if a player gets hurt on another team.
It's ridiculous.
They're out. They got to figure a better solution. It's benefited America before, too. Okay. Steve Pate, not a great player in the 91 Ryder Cup team. He got in a car accident, so he missed. But, like, let's say Victor hurts his neck Thursday. And so should you let him replace? If he's in a match, you obviously put other guys in Friday and Saturday. Okay, so it can't be, like, 4 points loss Friday and Saturday. But should you lose the point Sunday if your guy can't answer the bell?
If you have a couple alternates that can't play unless there's an injury. Heck, make the captains play. I don't care. But
maybe
just
that,
we're just going to call it a draw because that guy can't play. No, we got to do better than that.
I think something better, and I think you might have just solved right there. You got the captain and you got the vice captain. I don't know. Does anybody just want to be the alternate who's just in the area? But it's better than just throwing away the match.
Yes.
I guess it's got to be better. Overrated, underrated, properly rated next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on,
let's
join the
go.
Fun.
Let's go among the texts. We'd love a number of texts here on the topic. A lot on the previous topic. Thank you. 651-461-9226. Properly rated. Just warmed up some frozen sweet corn from August for lunch. As champions say, How long will you keep the frozen sweet corn? I don't freeze corn a lot. You guys
a lot of people do. I know it's good. You bring it out and, yeah, good stuff.
Like are we talking 2 months? Are we talking like
what do they say
February all of a sudden?
6 months?
I got it at the fair and boom. Mm. You know,
it's a good idea.
Maybe a month to 2 months. I bet somebody will tell you.
Yeah.
Somebody will report what the length of time a food is still good in the freezer. There's like a 3 month, 6 month mark.
Well, it's a variety of foods, too.
Yeah.
Purchased sweet corn yesterday on the docket tonight.
Woo!
Love sweet corn.
What are you going to serve with it?
I have salmon.
Nice.
Or I have steak. And it's tied
to one of my overrated, so I'll explain a little bit. But you're first up. We're shorter, so if you don't have a lot, just go ahead. But
oh, I see. So yeah. You want me to speed up?
No.
I was just going to
say. I don't,
say,
because I don't have a lot either.
Well, here's what I was going to
say. And we just found out Dave's perfect, so yeah, I mean. Right.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to kind of say that right now, I said this before we went on the air, and yeah. I think it's a little strong. I was going to say my life these days is overrated. But I'm going to take it back.
We just were in Ireland on one of the most
magical
trips. No,
but it all went south.
Really?
It all went south.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I think I did it. I think it's a celestial, astronomical
karma.
Something happened. So I went to Ireland, and I was in this town called Tara with all these, you know, fairies and leprechaun and all this magic, yeah. And I bought a pagan calendar. Open it up, put it on my wall, and I'm reading about it. And this time of year, we're supposed to remember our people who have passed, blah, blah, blah. So I've looked for some pictures to put up just to remember people I passed, and I find this pile of paper pictures of my dad and my grandpa and my uncle, and I lay them out on the table, and I'm like, wow, yeah. This is great.
Right.
That's the day I fell in the poop on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
A lot of people still talking about that.
Right. So then I fell in the poop on that day.
Right. That was Wednesday, right?
Friday, I'm out with friends.
Yeah.
And we went to a place to get a bite to eat.
Where'd you go?
It was called Burger Press. One of our friends is Muslim, and so it's a halal. It's fast food, but it's meat that's prepared properly according to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go over to get a little Diet Coke out of the machine, and I have flip-flops on.
Well, here's another thing. Get a Pepsi. That's
it was
karma.
Pepsi. It was
Pepsi. Oh, there we go.
Diet it's Pepsi.
Safe. But it was diet, so that's...
But I slipped on my flip-flops
again.
In the water, and bam!
Went down again.
Again.
Do we need to get you a walker?
Okay, wait. Then Saturday, I'm at my sister's farm.
I could call Larissa.
In... Anyway, long and the short of it, I'm out in Baldwin, Wisconsin. We help my sister. They do wood
day. You're very busy.
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah.
And we're doing wood day. We chop wood and carry it around and stack it up for the winter.
Wait, this is for the winter? Or
yeah, my sister Kelly enlists the troops, family and friends. Okay. But I walk across the sidewalk and I'm helping.
You didn't fall again.
I fell again.
No, what is going on?
Okay. The pièce de résistance.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there Saturday. I still don't feel very good. I got my mom. We've been at the farm all day.
You've been cold and yeah.
Had that cold.
Yeah. Still got it a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. But I'm actually feeling much better.
Good.
So I get home. Mom, I drop her off, and we had a little sandwich for dinner. So I had a little Jimmy John's and some chips. And I'm sitting there Saturday night. It's early. I'm going to go to bed early because I have to work. And I'm having a chip.
You're worried about the fallback, you know, time it is?
Or... Shut up. No, I'm finishing. I have a little chip. I take a potato chip, right?
Gave me the finger.
You're number
one. Stop.
Okay.
Didn't even stop.
So I'm having a potato chip with my sandwich.
Yeah.
And I bite.
What kind of potato chip?
Just plain.
Okay.
And my tooth falls off.
Jeez.
You lost an entire tooth?
Uh-huh.
It's
a veneer. Pop.
Oh.
And let me tell you, it looks like a potato chip.
Stay away from me.
Can you sue whoever made the chips?
No, but I sat there and I looked at the tooth, and I mean, I had a big gaping hillbilly hole in that side of my
mouth. You wouldn't date yourself now.
Wouldn't date myself. Anyway, I literally, I'm like, what is happening? Did I do something? Did I open a portal? Like when bad news, I feel like Linus with the cloud over my head.
Can I tell you what happened?
What happened?
You abdicated your responsibility on this show. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be here, I think, Monday to Friday, okay? When you left, God said, Susie, know your role, and it's the glue of the show. You're the glue of the show. You left. You passed on where you truly were needed to be, and the punishment is raining down on you until you apologize to Dave and I.
Well, speaking of glue, we put plenty of on it this morning because, thank God, the dentist over at Ivory Dental at the Medical Arts Building, God bless him, he snuck me in there, and they...
It's hanging in there?
Yeah, they put Gorilla Glue on it. And
Gorilla. Okay.
It'll hold anything.
You need to see, how did you feel about Sheldon Burns? when I
love Sheldon Burns. Okay,
let me now give you Lee Lira, Dr. Lee Lira.
Oh, another
City's Dental, the greatest dentist on planet Earth.
Okay.
He'll feel the same way. They're not going to just use Elmer's glue, by the way. I mean, Dave, I think we got to use something better.
She said Gorilla Glue. That's the good stuff.
Hey, we got some Scotch tape.
But I'm so I didn't have overrated, underrated, but I'm like, that's that is like the story of my life. So when I say my life, my life right now is overrated because it's hard.
It is.
Okay. I'm a you need a vacation.
Okay, to both of you, I say before the universe and God and our higher power, I apologize for taking 2 weeks to Ireland.
Thank you.
I won't do it again until next year.
And one last thing.
What?
Treat it hen house, and then you're good.
Oh, is that it?
then we welcome you back.
All right. Well, that's what I got for you fellas today. My tooth is back.
I mean, I'm so sad to hear it. I really am. It was a great story. By the way, yeah, I mean, this confirms it for me. I'm a pastor. I can confirm God is punishing Susie. Signed, Jake. Okay, thank you, Jake.
That's fair.
I appreciate
that's
it.
Fair.
More I just of, apologize.
More of overrated next. So given what we're playing today, Red Hot Chili Peppers, yes, Chad Smith, the Hall of Fame drummer, is with us. Man, just a reminder, all the great tunes they have. Knowing this was coming up, I listened to a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers over the weekend. Just spectacular band. Did Susie have some strong Irish coffee today? No. She would never do that. Susie, time for assisted living. No chance. I would not do that to the folks at assisted living. Oh, my. Dave, can you imagine Susie walking in there?
Not good. Not good.
Not good. She would be running the whole show if she checked in at 9 by 11 and by 2, 7 people would have either quit or Susie would have fired them. There would be changes. There's no doubt about
no
it.
No doubt it.
What do you have, sir?
I will start with an underrated. It's a policy of the show. Nobody wants a cabin. You want to have a friend with the cabin. And that was confirmed.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Confirmed over the weekend. We were at a friend of my wife's cabin. Went up just Friday night. Left, midday yesterday. So a quick little trip, but just phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
It's pretty good.
To be able to go up there, take a couple nights.
Where was it now?
Just past Grand Rapids, a town called Marcel, kind of very quiet lake it's on.
A lot of people don't realize that that's where Marcel Marceau is from, and that's where mining started here in the state of Minnesota.
So
yeah.
I had no idea.
Not a lot
well,
of
I should say
that.
I had no
totally
idea until the weekend when I saw in the town square they've got the big statue.
Yeah. I'm miming right now. Maybe that's a weekly bit now. Let's mime through the segment.
That'll work well. But, I mean, nice hiking.
Yeah.
I got on a four-wheeler for the first time. Hiking?
How many times did you fall? Walking.
I've got great
balance.
Like
Susie.
Tremendous balance. Tremendous balance. Yeah. No, just a lot of fun, and I got to leave and not have to worry about mowing the grass or any of the other upkeep. It was, all right, good luck with your place now. We're going to be back maybe sometime next year.
Yeah. How's that?
Didn't have to mow.
Yes. Another
didn't
overrated.
Have to drag the kids there who didn't want to be there. Did you avoid the rush hour traffic?
Yeah, actually did pretty well. But traffic is another part of the overrated.
All right.
Not that it was slow, but taking mostly two-lane highways back home. The two-lane highway, one lane in each direction, you could be going 95.
Thank you for the explanation.
95. If there is a car in front of you, it's just... move out of the way. Drive faster.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Jeez, angry.
Sorry.
Somebody's very mad that you haven't been on a four-wheeler till now, too. Turn in your man car, Dave.
Okay, sorry. Quite the thing to be mad about. anyway, the last overrated, then I'll let you get to it.
Yeah.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren.
Could we be
overrated?
Done with using Ralph Lauren for every Team USA thing?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Whether it's the Ryder Cup or, Olympic teams, they're all ugly.
Yeah.
They make ugly stuff.
No.
Do better.
They make ugly sports stuff. Their regular clothing is still...
rather classic.
Yeah,
sure.
Rather classic.
Because they don't, have to throw this color there and that. Oh, we need a blue shirt. We need a bright, big white collar there.
Yeah,
eggshell white.
Let's go with that. My overrated. The use of the collars with these shirts, like they look like. Remember Aureus shirts, like in the '80s. Their collars were just kind of flopping. Look like those collars need a little Viagra or something. They were limp.
I mean, starch it up there.
Yeah, I mean, get a little starch. Who's the ironer? Ralph, come on. Let's go. So that's Monday, Tuesday, playing a little golf event. On my way back, I'm talking to Adam Carter. And I say, how far is your place from here? I'm like, 2 miles. I go, can I come over?
Yeah, sure. Popping over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hung out with Adam and Jen and Gertie. And, God, what is the main other dog's name? I'm looking at March. And allergies really kicked in, but I still loved it. Right? Had a good time. Then Wednesday, I'm trying to get you to get me a treat, I persuaded Adam, or browbeat, let's just go with more accurate description, for Adam to go get me food. Since that meal and since going to Adam's house, my head and stomach has not stopped hurting.
Oh, cursed you.
You two together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since Wednesday, you've been both a train wreck.
Yeah. My head is pounding.
Do you need some Excedrin?
I'm normally an Advil person, but guess what? It's not working, so maybe. That's why I've decided maybe a chocolate. And I know I shouldn't have a chocolate chip for my stomach, but I've done the brat, the dull diet now, day after day after day.
You need a diet Pepsi and Excedrin.
You know what would make me feel better? If you just fell. Walk across the street here.
And
as you're going to Hen House, just fall down. And it will make me feel better.
That was my daughter said that. There's probably a city camera somewhere that has a beautiful picture of you going. I was going to say A over elbow, but I don't know if you can say that word on the radio.
Ass?
Yeah.
Yes,
ass
you,
elbow.
Just did.
Yeah, you did. Bad Bunny. All the people are mad about Bad Bunny.
I don't even know who it is.
Jesus Christ could come down and do the halftime show. And 90% of the people still would be complaining. There's no halftime show that's ever going to work. And now we're going to turn this into a MAGA thing, too, because of his comments about ICE. I have watched him probably in concert songs like 20 times.
Jesus or Bad Bunny?
Jesus, the friend, he comes over Tuesdays. Bad Bunny, I think he's talented. Is it in my ultimate wheelhouse? No, but I think he's talented. Just shut up on halftime. Just enjoy it. And don't tell us, I'm not going to watch the game because of it. You're going to watch every second. Can I go to 50 here?
Sure.
Luke Donald said, contribute quite often. Contribute. I like that. I think we need to adopt that here on the show.
Not contribute.
Not contribute. Contribute. Thank you, Susie, for your contribution.
You're more than welcome, my dear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.